Welcome to today's BusinessRadio.com's Executive Summary. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and we're speaking with Ann Ludwine of CBiz MHM. Ann, last time we spoke, we discussed estate taxes. Today, let's talk about what can be done if we know the death of a loved one is imminent, say entering a hospice. What are some things that can be done to save taxes and make things go easier for the family?
Well, first of all, it's never easy when a loved one is dying, and it may not be practical or appropriate to take steps to save taxes or to prepare for the administration. That being said, there are some things that can be done. The first step should be to get a good understanding of the assets and the titling of those assets. In addition, knowing the beneficial designations on retirement, annuity, and life insurance accounts is important. Next, make sure you know where the estate planning documents are located.
What will you do with all that information?
Well, some of the assets and beneficiary designations could be retitled so that they can void probate or can be gifted. In addition, there may be some unintended designated beneficiaries that may need to be changed.
What are the ideas for estate tax savings?
If annual exclusion gifts haven't been made for the year yet, you can make them as soon as possible. Another item to look at is charitable gifts. This will not only reduce estate taxes, but will provide for an income tax deduction.
And is there anything else we can do?
You can check to see if the required minimum distributions have been taken from retirement accounts for the year. The required minimum distribution has to be taken out during the year, regardless of death. If it isn't taken out by the owner, the beneficiaries will have to take it, and they may be at a higher tax rate. Also, it may make sense to take more than the required minimum distribution, depending on the person's tax bracket and if there are expenses that can offset the income.
What else should we remember?
Well, many times it's not the monetary assets that are distributed that cause family conflicts. It's the distribution of personal property. Who gets mom's jewelry, dad's boat, grandma's china? You know what I mean. Having a written list is one way to minimize the potential for conflict.
Thank you, Ann. Check out today's businessradio.com for contact information in our business reference library. Our TBR advisory firms are committed to helping with all of your business issues. This content is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Please listen every weekday afternoon at 5:20 during the Jason Lewis Show for another executive summary from today's businessradio.com.